And good evening, sports fans, and welcome to Wednesday Night Live on the Call of the Monster Sports Report with the Coach Emmy.
AD.
And where are we coming from?
We're coming live from the Center of Sports Universe here at Coach's Corner on Victory Drive. We just followed the race show, the rubbing and grubbing guys, as always.
Oh, as always.
What were they grubbing on tonight?
I think we're getting some wind drag, but we're not getting the food coming from that being so close to them. But they got fried pickles.
Fried pickles?
Fried pickles with some special sauce, but, you know, we'll never taste that.
Not bad.
But not bad. Anyway.
Special delivery.
We'll taste it.
Hey, I'm Karen.
Karen's right here. She'll be up next doing her primo, right? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Karen, very good. Not as good as your pound cake.
That's right.
Yeah, pound cake's legit now. All right, off of food, back to...
Remember, every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, the first show kicks off, Rubbin' and Grubbin'. Then at 7 o'clock, the Call of the Monster Sports Report, the Coach and AD, Wednesday night live update. We'll be back Sunday. We'll be back Saturday at 9 o'clock this week from the Landings. Live from the Landings at the Deer Creek Golf Course for the Corn Ferry Club Car Championship. I still got food in my mouth here, so okay?
How many did you eat?
I only took one, but I haven't swallowed it.
You must have took like a half a pickle. While he's digesting.
All right, we got two shows down. Tell him the third show when it comes to golf.
We have the back nine boys.
19th hole.
19th. Back nine is the other one.
The back nine is the other one. Yeah, 19th hole.
19th hole. Herb Brothers out here at the Henderson Cabin.
That'll be April 10th.
All four majors, starting with the Masters.
April 10th. And then we got two podcasts. Of course, Hot Grits Podcast. I think they just posted their 58th episode. Okay. Spencer Maddox, Travis Jadon.
Yep.
Check it out. Talking Hawks, talking everything, talking NCAA basketball. They get a little adultish topics that we stay away from. And, of course, the new one that was posted today, this afternoon, episode 2 of the Who's On First baseball podcast with the coach and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
Man, he's
awesome. It's posted. It's awesome. But anyway, this is where we like to, you know, update you what's going on. There's no bigger story than the Corn Ferry Club Car Championship happening this weekend. Well, tomorrow they tee it off.
Yeah.
Over at the Deer Creek Landing Club. Deer Creek Landings Club? Is that what we call
it? It's at the Landings.
It's at the Landings, but it's called the Deer Creek Golf Course. Okay. And this young man has been playing there his whole life. He's only a junior in high school. He was on my show 2 years ago as a Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And he was only ninth grade. He was like 5'7", 130 pounds. So
not anymore.
6'1". I bet you he's about 175, 180, and we lost him. Okay.
He'll rejoin us.
Okay. Hopefully he'll join us back up. I don't know what happened to... Our guest and our great guest tonight is Reed Lotta, okay, from Savannah Country Day. He's only a junior. He got an exception to play in the Corn Ferry Golf Club Car Championship. First time ever a member or under the age of 18 or 20 has played in this golf championship, which has been 4 years old, I think.
Yeah, and so one, from that standpoint, like I say, he's at Savannah Country Day. Just an outstanding golfer on all levels. So we'll get to talk to him when he gets back on here about what high school golf looks like in here from that standpoint. So he just kind of disappeared off the map there. While we're waiting for Reed to get back on, that is, we talk about the Corn Ferry Open here at the Landings Golf Club, Deer Creek, with a wide variety of golfers in it. Here he is. He's coming. There he is. Okay. He's coming right back.
So we're gonna get into this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week on a Wednesday night, because he's probably going to be teeing off on Saturday. All right, joining us on the Coach's Corner hot seat, Junior, Savannah Country Day golfer, and he's also on the Rolex. Where is it? I had that note. He'll tell us. He's only on the Junior Rolex Tour. But anyway, joining us right now is Reed Lotta. Reed, how's it going?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, we're having a lot of fun. It's a Wednesday night. This usually happens on a Saturday morning when we do our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Hey, you're one of the top junior golfers in Georgia. You're on the Rolex. You're in the Rolex rankings, but to play at your own golf course and to be only 16 years old, it's got to be something special.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. When I got the exemption from Club Car, I was thrilled. I just, you know, to be able to play in my backyard, basically, against the top pros in the world, really. They're just as good as the guys on the PGA Tour. It's just a dream come true.
Reed, what was it like when you got the invitation or got the phone call or however via, you know, you got it? What was that feeling like to know, hey, I get to go play in this event on my home course in my hometown? What was that like?
Yeah, so I was actually at another tournament when I got the Zoom call. It was a planned Zoom call. I didn't know what it was for. And I was sitting in the parking lot in my dad's car, and the club car director came on, and with the tournament director. And, you know, it was just kind of it was like, wow, like, you know, it's such an accomplishment. And my other accomplishments were what got me this. And I think it was just also, you know, it's like, wow, I get to go share my game in front of a bunch of members and my teammates on my school team. And, you know, really just go and embrace the fact that I can compete with these guys.
Well, it's definitely an honor, a privilege. You also got a guy that's a little older than you, but Tim O'Neill, another Savannah guy who's persevered on the minor golf tours. I mean, but he's also going to be there too. So we got two Savannah guys going in there. Have you talked to him about this?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Tim and I are really good friends. So we play a fair bit. We played about 2 weeks ago prior at Deer Creek. We just played like 18 holes and we definitely talked about it a little bit. It's going to be pretty special to be able to play amongst him in this tournament. Yeah.
All right.
So there we go.
Just so the people know, I have to mute the mic so we don't get the crowd or the pub star trivia here every Wednesday night overtaking Reed. So I shut off the mic. I didn't turn it back on. So thanks for reminding me, Reed. But anyway, I mean, how long have you lived at the Landings? How long have you played on this course? You held the course record until last year. One of the Korn Ferry professionals shot a 62. Shot a 63. So how long have you been playing at the Landings?
Yeah, so I've been playing at the Landings since probably 7.5. So that's like basically 8.5 years out at the Landings. So yeah, no, it's definitely, I've played Deer Creek a million times. And so that's what will be nice for my first professional tournament, being able to, you know, just experience it and on my home course makes it so much easier. So much more beneficial. I can hop in my car, take a 5-minute drive down to the course, sleep in my own bed, which is so much nicer.
Reed, and talking about that, like I said, it is your home course, and you played in a lot of tournaments, but this is your kind of first professional tournament from what I understand. You know, what do you expect the setup will be that might be different than what maybe you experienced in the past playing that course? Have you been able to maybe get a feel for what that setup is like, or maybe from Tim and past experiences, hey, it might look a little bit different than what it normally does when you got there and play an 18 on a Sunday?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, I mean, tee to green, it'll probably be pretty similar. And that's something that I've talked to with Tim, my caddy. My caddy's actually a guy that I play a lot with and at the Landings and blitzes on Saturdays. And we're very good friends. So I think that helps a lot. There definitely will be more nerves off the first tee, but that's like any big tournament. I've experienced that. I know how to handle that. But yeah, I mean, the greens are definitely faster than they are every, you know, other day of the year. They're, you know, they're not running tournament shape most likely. So that'll be kind of the biggest change once I get on the greens and around the greens. The ball just reacts a little bit different. But that's pretty easy maintenance normally for me. Like that's what I do in my prep. And I did that all last week and this week in practice rounds, just got used to that. So that's what made it nice. I didn't really have to get used to tee to green where these guys have to figure out the course. I could just work on the short game, which is nice.
And you're watching Wednesday Night Live, the Call of the Master Sportsport, the coach and AD. We have a special Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the week. He's going to be playing Saturday over at the Korn Ferry Club Car Championship at the Deer Creek Golf Course in the Landing. So I figured, why not do this tonight? It's Reed Lauder Jr. at Savannah Country Day. All right, my question to you is, okay, I'm going to let you feel, we've been drilling you with the golf questions, but you being a golfer since you're 7 years old, What's your favorite food to eat on the golf course?
I'm kind of a simple guy. I'll probably PB&J, some peanuts, some almonds. Definitely stay hydrated out there just with like a sports mix. It's called like Drip Drop. It's a electrolyte thing. That's normally what I'll eat out there.
So Reed, you know, we talk about, you know, your play out there at Lanes, but talk about high school, being at Savannah Country Day, playing golf for Savannah Country Day, and how that is, you know, you said you had a great group of teammates around you. So just talk about Savannah Country Day golf for a little bit, tradition of it, and how your season's going so far with them.
Yes, sir. So our season's going really good. We took a loss last night. I wasn't able to play last night's match against BC. We did like a little match play tournament thing. So that kind of, I wanted to be there, but I couldn't with practicing for the Corn Ferry. But up to that, we were undefeated. We started really good. Our guys are playing solid. I think our coach is pretty happy with where things are going. But the first couple of tournaments, my first match, I didn't have my best stuff. I shot like one over. But then the last two matches, my game's starting to really get toned in. And that was kind of after I received the exemption. So I was kind of in a little bit of a, not a slump, but like I was struggling a little bit with my game. And I think that once I got the exemption, it kind of just made me refocus. And I went back to some things that I was doing before, and my game started clicking. So I ended up carding like a 2 under par, and then a 1 under. And then my last school tournament was 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and I shot a 4 under. So that was really solid.
So here you are, you're coming into the big Corn Ferry tournament this weekend, and you're talking about high school as a team. What is it like playing on a high school golf team? Are you guys really teammates, or are you really playing as individuals? How does that work? That's what I always wondered, because that's one sport I've never coached. I never coached a high school golf team.
Yeah, so golf being an individual sport, you kind of do have – it's a little bit more independent to a certain extent. But, I mean, we all get along pretty well together, and we'll do little matches and practice and stuff, which I think is good. It kind of really kind of team bonding kind of sort of to a certain extent. But when you're out there, it's on your own for every match. So it's kind of a little bit more of like less like a team sport. I mean, it's still an individual sport. And you're really just trying to beat your seed. So there's 6 seeds, 1, 2, 3. And so you're trying to, like the 1 seed. So I'm trying to beat all the ones, 1 seeds out there. And if you do that, you're helping your team out the most.
So Reed, I mean, you know, people that play golf and maybe do it casually, you know, for the rest of us that's not in it every day, I think the biggest thing with golf you see, and the ones that are really successful, is how their mental approach to it. And you kind of talked about that as well. It's really the 6 inches between your ears that makes a golfer. And I think as any athlete, where, you know, whether it's Tiger Woods or LeBron James or whatever, yeah, you're going to have God-given ability, and yeah, you're going to be able to work at it, but the mental aspect of it. So kind of tell people or fill us in about your mental preparation, getting ready, whether it's to go out and practice, to play in a tournament for your team. You know, you've had to get yourself to a certain spot mentally. And what does that mental preparation look like for you going into this?
Yeah, so going into this, I told myself kind of this week, you know, Tim's kind of a guy that, you know, he's been under the gun hundreds of times in Corn Fair events, PGA events. So he's kind of takes kind of the chill approach. He doesn't really show up for practice rounds because he's seen Deer Creek a million times. But I kind of told myself, you know, this is my first professional tournament. I've played in Corn Fair, like pro-ams and stuff. So I know kind of how it works. I've watched some tournaments, but I needed to really kind of experience like what it is like inside the ropes. So I think this week was beneficial for me, kind of playing with players, picking their brains a little bit. And then just really just kind of talking to my caddy, getting used to staying inside the ropes, staying in the present. focusing on the shot at hand. And I think that'll be key for me because I'm very competitive. I think I'll use the fans to my advantage, kind of like a Tiger effect, which to a certain extent, which will be kind of a surprise for the guys that I'm playing with, which will be kind of cool. But at the same time, you really have to stay focused on golf. And that's the key. I think you can get all hyped up with, you know, this being a professional tournament and it's the big leagues. I mean, you're playing against great players. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, you got to kind of treat it like it's another 18 holes of golf. It's like Saturday with the boys. I mean, it's because, I mean, when I'm playing on Saturdays, I'm just as focused as I am in this. I mean, there'll be a little bit more focus, obviously, with this just because it's such a big tournament. But I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, which I think will be key.
You know, and we talked earlier, you know, I had you on my show 2 years ago, 5'7", about 120 pounds. You're 6'1". How much you weigh now?
Yeah, I'm about like 160 now. So I'm getting up there. Yeah, my goal is to get to like 170. So by the end of the summer, so that'll be pretty cool to get there. Cause then I think I'll be able to gain about 10 yards when I get to 170.
Oh,
so, yeah.
He's only hitting it at 310 at 160. Why not add 10 more yards? But
so yeah, it's a distance game. That's for sure.
Well, you talked about the mental aspect, keeping your mind in the game, going out there, doing the same thing every time. Now, since you've got bigger and you're maturing physically, have you got into any kind of weightlifting routine? You know, because now we hear, DeChambeau with all this weight training and everything else, and people are amazed on how far he hits the ball now. Have you started doing that also?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely took a look at it, and I am lifting weights. I've got a trainer out of California that I work with. He kind of gives me some stuff, and I'll do some golf exercises. And I was always a big runner before golf, and I also did year-round swimming. And so I've kind of incorporated some of that into my training as well. But yeah, I mean, to go to DeChambeau, you know, you look at DeChambeau and the media loves to kind of draw him up as this just bomber. But the thing that's interesting about it is like, he's definitely changed his body and he's killing the ball. But the crazy thing is there's guys out there that hit it just as far as him. But the way that he does it, it's just, it looks like he's like, it's not effortless. He's just like trying to kill it. And it works for him. I actually kind of went through that. Like I said, I was in kind of sort of a slump. I tried to hit it too hard kind of, and I lost my mojo a little bit. It kind of what, like what's going on with Rory McIlroy right now. He got phased by DeChambeau. It kind of happened to me, not really DeChambeau, but like, I just kind of got obsessed with distance. And once I kind of got off that, I started working out in the gym pretty hard the last 3 months, and I probably gained about 10, 15 pounds, but I picked up probably, I'd say 5 to 7 miles an hour on swing speed, which was really key. And that's just like cruising speed. Like that's not like I'm trying to kill it, which I think that was very beneficial for me because, I mean, I've noticed even this week that I'm not any shorter than these guys, which is nice to see.
Well, Reed, let's talk a little bit about what the future might hold for you from that standpoint. You know, you're only a junior right now. I'm sure your summer's probably stocked full of, you know, different tournaments. As you're getting to the point in your career, you start looking towards college as well. What's your goals and aspirations coming out of high school? Do you have dream schools? What does recruiting look like for you already? You know, you are a junior, and so, you know, kind of what does the summer look like for you as scheduling wise, and what does college recruiting look like? What are your dream schools? Where do you want to go? Things of that nature.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So starting off kind of colleges. So I'm really kind of, I've narrowed it down kind of to three schools. Number one is Georgia right now. I'm really, really kind of very interested in Georgia. But I'm also very interested in Auburn, and they've shown interest in me too. Georgia has as well. So I'm talking to the coaches a good bit. Obviously, the dead period kind of put a dampener in terms of going to visit, which that's something that my parents and I have kind of decided like we want to try to do, because I think meeting the team and the coaches is just as important is, you know, just, I think you got to do that before. You got to figure out who the teammates are, how they, you know, how the coaches. And I think that's going to be important for me. But yeah, I've got a very busy summer coming up, which a lot of events. Really looking forward to it. After this event, I've got a bunch of school tournaments, and then really after the school season ends, it's kind of like go for me. But yeah,
it is a lot. You're watching Wednesday Night Live on the Call of Damascus Sports Court with the coach and AD right here live from
Center Sports Universe, live here at Coach's Corner.
And it's a special edition of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, because I wanted to get this young man on Saturday, but hopefully he'll be teeing off somewhere.
He's going to be teeing
on Deer Creek Golf Course. All right, so you talked all about these schools, but, you know, there was a Hornet that played some very, very good golf, went to South Carolina. Has he had any advice or any input maybe to help you get to college somewhere? Or maybe
yes, sir, yeah. Mark Sellers, yeah, he's been very supportive of me. Yeah, and he kind of told me, like, you know, you need to go where you want to go. But you know, he told me he'd be happy to reach out to the South Carolina coach. And it's not like I don't have any interest to go to South Carolina, but it's kind of, I think being born in Georgia, raised in Georgia, I've been raised as a Georgia fan. So it's like, it's hard. But yeah, I mean, it's just such a cool process. And I think you really got to just embrace it. But yeah.
So reading and talking about that, and you talked about your schools, kind of let people know, like, you know, for a football recruit or basketball recruit, you know, they're same thing. They're talking to coaches, teammates, or looking at facilities. You see, like, facilities at Alabama, you know, everybody's in a facility race and facility war. What is it for a golfer coming out of high school that has opportunity to play at that level? What is it that you look like, or guys like you look at colleges? What are you looking at the University of Georgia or Auburn that can make it feel like the best fit for you? What is that like for a golf recruit?
Yeah, so really the number one thing that I look at is, you know, not so much how many tour pros they've produced, but I want to look at what the coach wants to get out of me. So if the coach just wants to, you know, fill the roster, then it's kind of like, eh. But if the coach wants me to be an All-American, hopefully take the team to a national championship, and then my goal is to get to the PGA Tour, whether that be through starts after college or to go through the Corn Fair or do it the hard way, do Monday qualifiers. So I want a coach that's supportive of all that. And then also the teammates around you are very – it's very important too, because, you know, a lot of times you're going to be rooming with them. And if you're not good friends with them, you know, it's tough because you're going to be qualifying every week for tournaments, and that can get pretty competitive because you're playing against them. It's not so much they're on your team. It's almost like you have a own, like, because there's more people on the team than they take to the matches. So you got to prove yourself at practice. So it's very important to have teammates that are supportive of you. You know, even if you beat them, and you need to be the same to them. And then lastly, I mean, you definitely need facilities to get better. That's very important for me. And, you know, obviously academics is also a very, very important aspect, because, you know, as a golfer, I mean, this game is so hard. I mean, you just need a backup plan if it doesn't turn out, because, I mean, you know, there's so many good players out there, and you're one injury away from never being able to really do it professionally.
Well, I mean, I you got the right idea. It has to fit what you want. It has to be how you feel with the coach, the teammates. Coach will tell you that you got to feel good about the place. You know, like you said, does he want me to just fill out a roster spot? Does he want me to be part of All-American? I mean, that's what it's all about. And academics, too.
Which, yes.
To my last question, Country Day. How long have you been going to Country Day?
Yes, sir. So I started as a Hornet freshman year. So I went to St. James previously from third grade till eighth, and then switched over to Country Day freshman year. And it's been awesome. Teachers are super supportive of my golf, and the academics is superb. It's really basically as good as school can get, especially for me, because I'm always on the road, whether it's school golf or my own tournaments in the fall and even in the winter a little bit. But when the spring picks up, it's like pretty much I'm missing a ton of school. And that's what I like about it the most. They do a great job of catching me up and letting me know like what I can do the week before to get ahead, which that's kind of how college golf works, because you're going to be on the road for basically every week in the spring and the fall, because it's a two season sport, which I think that's good preparation for me moving on to college.
Well, reading and talking about that, you talk about the backup plan, academics. Is there something particular that you're excited about possibly studying in college, whether it's at Auburn or Georgia or wherever you end up? Is there something that you're already looking at that, hey, if this doesn't work out, hey, this is what I want to study and do?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of talked about that. I definitely want to kind of go into the business field. Yeah, I think as a golfer, there's so many businessmen out there that, you know, golf is a great sport. I want to do something with golf, you know, whether that is playing at the next level or, you know, being a sales rep for a company. But yeah, I want to kind of go into the business side of things.
Hey, you could open your own golf company.
Yeah, could do that.
Be your own boss, man. Be your own boss.
Be your own boss.
Yeah.
Not about somebody telling you what to do. But Reed, once again, but I mean, the last 2 years, just seeing you now and the maturity level, it's unbelievable. I wish you the best of luck. We'll be back on the back of the clubhouse on that 18th hole Saturday morning. If you're teeing off lately, just come by and say hi. If you're teeing and you're on there, hey, we wish you the best of luck. We'll be following you. And like you said, when you make that decision, let us know. We'd like to tell everybody where Reed Lauder is going to wind up, whether it's on the PGA Tour or whether it's Georgia. Did I say
yes,
Georgia?
Sir.
Go dogs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate you. We are so proud of you and represent Savannah.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what we love about it. It doesn't matter what school, whatever. And we are so great to see all these young student athletes doing tremendous things. And so go get them this week, man. Just get them straight and go get them.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Fairways and greens.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, Reed. Go get them, man.
See ya.
I mean, just the, you know, a fine young man, and I can't believe he's gone from 5'7 to 6'1, almost 4 inches.
Listen, man,
40 pounds. He's driving the ball 300 yards.
Just three bills off the tee, you know. But he also talked about, hey, that's important, but you can't lose focus on what got him there. He felt like, hey, everybody kind of gets in this rage where I got to go smash the ball. And you do, but also you got to play your way around the golf course. And listen, he is phenomenal at what he does, and he's continued to grow and develop. Obviously, you got to have some natural talents, some natural gifts, but anybody that plays golf like that, you have to work at it. It's not something that you take days off and can go back out there and be great. It's like playing baseball. You don't hit for a week. You don't hit for – I mean, if you don't keep the reps up, you just go backwards, and golf's just one of those games, and it's so much between the ears too. The mental preparation that, you know, hey, he said that being between the ropes, you know, hey, I've never been between the ropes in a tournament like this. And so, yeah, just being in the ropes, trusting his caddy, trusting his friendship with Tim and others that helped get him there. And so excited to see what he does this weekend. I think he's going to home course, man. He knows how to play it, and I'm sure people have been picking his brain all week about the course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely got an advantage. He knows how to play it, just like Tim O'Neill knows how to play it. He's a young man. He's bigger and stronger. He's going to do fairly well this weekend. I mean, I expect him to be playing on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, all right, as we wrap this up, we always go through into what's going on in high school. Benedictine baseball, 15-0 start. Last weekend, Will Walker hit a three-run walk-off against
Tim County.
That made them 14-0. They beat New Hampshire the other day to make them 10-0. I mean, but we hear about Carter Holton. I'm telling you right now, Trent Markton in that game threw 97 pitches, went eight innings, only 97 pitches, which is not bad, only allowed three hits, one earned run, and struck out five and only walked one.
I was over there at BC yesterday. We were playing soccer against St. Vincent's and BC boys later, and Coach Farm and them were getting ready for the game, so I got to spend a couple of minutes with them. And I said, hey, man, tell me about some other guys. And he talked about marketing, talked about a couple of freshmen as well. He said, hey, Justin Thomas is throwing today because we need to get him innings.
Right.
We'd like to get him in the role, but right now he's so good at closing games out. And he talks about their upcoming schedule as well. I mean, they're going to go down to Bowles and play Bowles in Providence and go play some teams. And I think they got Metter coming in this weekend, or they're going to Metter, one of the two. So they got some big teams on their schedule as well. So they're going to be ballot testing by Thomas all day.
Yeah, no, nobody's been close in region play. Islands did play in close for five innings, but it wound up being a 10-1 ball game. So right now in region play, there's nobody.
Well, within. And I think he's also said he's got some good young guys as well that he's trying to get to the mix, get some innings in them, and get them ready for postseason play.
And you had a big one last week with Country Day. You guys took the first one 9-8, and then you got swept on Saturday, right?
Yeah, it was the first game on Saturday. What might have been the most interesting, I thought what happened with Savannah Christian was the most interesting inning to a game, but this was the most interesting inning to a game that I've ever been told about. You know, bases loaded, the guy at the plate for the winning run gets – he got hit with a pitch. The pitch goes, everybody starts running, you know, just walk into the base. He's going to walk the first, tag first, game's going to be over. And I don't know, the umpire said it was a live ball or something. And he gets – so they go tag the guy, the runner that's moving, and he gets knocked off the base and tagged. And – my freshman at the plate that got hit, he rolls up his leg and says, hey, Mr. Rump, here's the seams. And he gets tossed. And it was crazy. So, crazy inning. Hey, give Country Day a lot of credit. Hey, they played well, didn't make mistakes in that third game particularly, and got two. So, big weekend for all of us. Savannah Country Day plays Savannah Christian, big series there. Calvary hosts Aquinas. Calvary needs to sweep all three. It needs Christian to sweep all three to get the two seed. If any of that doesn't happen, it looks like it'd be Christian and Country Day is 1-2s, and then depending on this series, what happens with 3s and 4s.
It's crazy. And
baseball is one of those things we talk about all the time. You never know what you're going to see in a baseball game.
See, I'm not talking
bad.
Never, okay?
You never know what you're going to see. It's just one of those things, like, you just don't know. Something might never happen.
I went to one of the Calvary Islands games. Batter squares, offers to bunt, doesn't touch the ball, but his plates touch, his foot's touching the plate. He's not out. He's not out. The umpire called him out. And then you're telling me that the batter gets hit by a ball, it's dead ball.
It
play
crazy.
Stops.
Craziness. Craziness.
You know, it just amazes me, but you know, there are.
It's baseball. Like we had the thing with Savannah Christian about. Right. You know, the rule, and everybody saw the email that came out. So
the international rule.
You know, but, that is the love about baseball that makes people fall in love with it and stay in love with it is because you never know on any given night you might see something you've never seen before.
But you got to be consistent with the rules. You got to know the rules, and that's what bugs me the most. And that's what gets me in trouble being a head basketball coach, because I know the rules. And then you're getting interpretations that – don't make any sense. Same thing with baseball and football. You know the rules. But you know what? I don't wear the stripes. I don't wear the gray shirt. So I'm not on their level, which sometimes and there are some very good officials out there that know how to talk to people, know how to talk to coaches. And that's something I feel. You've been doing a long time.
Oh, without a doubt.
Officials need to know how to be personable. Just because you put on the stripes.
It's getting tough, you know, and we talk about it all the time. You know, we really try to hammer our parents and coaches, like, listen.
Right, I agree with you.
It's like, hey, understand, this game cannot take place unless someone is there to officiate. And also, hey, be respectful of that. Understand, hey, they're going to make mistakes as well. It happens. You know, my biggest thing is that's why we probably have a shortage of officials and things of that nature, because parents just come unglued. On stuff.
It's nothing. But anyway, last week it's Savannah Christian, sweeps Aquinas, 13-3, 18-3, 15-0. Islands takes care of the Arts Academy Tuesday night, 3-1. They swept the first time, I think, that Islands.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
We're going soccer now.
Savannah Arts Academy doesn't have a baseball team. So, BC, you tied them 0-0. The only team that's ranked in soccer now is Savannah Christian Boys.
Yeah, 10-1. We get to see them tomorrow night. We'll go over to Chatham Parkway, play the girls and guys, and they got a great record. You know, it'd be a great test for us once again. They got some games coming up, us, Country Day, They beat Aquinas twice already in region play, so they're sitting at the top of the table. And us in Country Day, see if we can have anything to
I take that back. Lady Saints, St. Vincent's has broke the top 10.
They broke the top
They're 10. Number nine.
Voting for you every week, trust me. So trying to get South Georgia represented.
All right, so we got the Corn Ferry Club Card Tournament Championship this weekend, starting tomorrow at the Deer Creek Golf Course at the Landings. General admission. This year, people can go watch. Okay, mm-hmm. Last year, nobody was allowed to watch. Yeah. Okay, so you can go watch. You can go watch Tim O'Neill. You can go watch Reed Lauder. So you can get out there and do that. All right, what else did I have? Basically, that's it about high school. We're wrapping up. So I guess that's about it. Anything else you want to talk about? Oh, Bananas are going to Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, Bananas are going to Alabama. And so that they're one tour city, one tour world
they
city.
Split. Is going. Animals got one game the other night.
They did. They did.
The Bananas got another one in the kilts. They're undefeated in those kilts. Maybe they should wear the kilts all the time.
The kilts and make sure they get to season sweep of the Animals there in the little preseason thing they have. Saw the guy on stilts.
Yes.
Got hit.
Over it. Hit in the back, in the rain.
Yeah, in the rain.
So,
and,
but anyway.
And then, last thing we'll ask you is, how's your bracket? About like mine and everybody else's.
The first night, who went down first night big time? Ohio State.
Ohio State.
After that, I didn't even look at it. So I couldn't even tell you where I stand in the Hot Grits podcast bracket challenge. I don't even know where I stand.
Maybe we can get a tweet from Jadon over there, Travis, and let us know who's where and all that.
I'm going with Sister Jean. Got to go with Loyola Chicago. I'm going with Sister Jean. Even Oral Roberts. I mean, that was a great story,
that
too.
That was a great story.
So, you know, the underdogs, which is the most ever.
Abilene Christian over Texas. I guarantee you, I tell
that's
my son
a big
this. That's like, I'm telling you, there's nobody on Abilene Christian's team that was recruited by University of Texas. So, understand, any given night, you play hard enough, you trust each other, you be great teammates, it can happen.
Stephen Weeks made a post on Twitter, which I thought was great. It's no longer team basketball. It's come down and shoot the three-pointer. Come down and go one-on-one.
Well, that's why you see teams like the Oral Roberts, like Abilene Christian, like Loyola, you don't have a bunch of one-and-dones. They're in it for 4 years. The teams that you look at, like Gonzaga's.
Yep.
Do you have anybody at Gonzaga that's been a one-and-done?
Right.
No, they're all four-year guys.
They play with each other.
That's been there. So, I mean, you have someone the way it used to be with – North Carolina, Duke, and all these places. Now it's the Gonzagas and others that, hey, those are 4 year guys, and you build a foundation, and they just become way better basketball players. And you support, you can create a chemistry and a culture there. And it's not just 1 year, and these kids leave
right
and go next level. So, all right, that's our soapbox on NCAA basketball. What's next? What's going on here at?
Okay, we'll make this quick. We're going to get out of here. Breakfast every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. Come and have his favorite dish,
country ham.
Okay, as you hear in the background, every Wednesday night is Pub Star Trivia, 7 o'clock. Okay, Friday, out in the Sound Garden, we got Clayton Hackle. Okay, he joins us on the Sound Garden stage for some pure country music from one of Georgia's own Nashville recording artists. Okay, he supposedly, I think he lives on Tybee Island. So that's Clayton Hackle, okay, tomorrow night, Friday night in the Sound Garden. Okay, tickets are $15-$20. Go to Eventbrite. Saturday night, Beer for My Horses.
Toby Keith.
$15 to $25 at Eventbrite. Get it. And on Sunday, another fundraiser. No charge to get in. It's Bikers and Butts Bash. It's going to be an all-day affair out at Soundgarden Music. They're raising money to help support one of their own.
Selling Boston Butts? Or is it the other?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll get class. I don't want to get classification. We'll leave it like that. So. But we'll be back Saturday morning.
Live.
At the Deer Creek. I got some. We got to talk about that.
Oh,
at the Deer Creek golf course. Okay, at the Landings. We'll be there live. One of us will be out there live. So we want you to join us. We will replay the Reed Lauder interview because that's our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic after the week. We wanted to get him out there for during the tournament, but I couldn't guarantee that he would be able to come on. But we got the tournament director, Cheyenne, coming on, and we got the old Savannah Morning News golf pro golf guru Tim Guyra. So you know he'll talk baseball. He'll talk cooking too.
Everything.
So
everything.
All right. Before we go, what's your favorite food to eat at a golf tournament?
Listen, I've been blessed to I've gotten to go to the Masters twice, fortunately, in my time here in South Georgia. And there is nothing better. And one, you know, so everybody talks about, I'm not a pimento cheese guy because, I mean, everybody says it's a Southern class. I'm not a pimento cheese guy. I'm telling you, going to the Masters, I cannot tell you how many chicken sandwiches I ate at the Masters.
And that ain't Chick-fil-A?
No, it's not Chick-fil-A, but it tastes just as good. I ate chicken sandwiches and everything they have because it's not expensive. I mean, it is super cheap at the Masters to eat. But if I'm on the golf, it was just me on the golf course, I'm just snacking the whole time. Peanuts, like he said, peanuts all the time, snacks like that. I mean, good old hot dog at a golf course. Good old hot dog at a golf course. Been the 1,000 miler, been rolling right. for 1,000 miles.
Yep.
I mean, can't be a good golf course hot dog, man.
That was my answer. Is that the golf club hot dog that's on the rollers for 10 hours at a time. So
rolling.
So we'll be back 9 o'clock, not live from the Soundgarden, but live from Deer Creek Golf Course. And it's still going to be all part of the Center of the Sports Universe, Coach's Corner. Anything else we got coming up?
No, man, that's it. It's hard to believe. Like I told our soccer players the other day, we're less than 20 practice days, 20 soccer days left in regular season. The last of regular season for soccer is April 16th.
Right.
We'll be into April by the end of next week. Easter comes. Guys, it is unbelievable, Carl, to think about.
He's holding a cat in the bag yet because we got something special with high school soccer coming.
Yep.
Tell him.
All right, so we've been trying to get this for years. So Savannah and Memorial Stadium, and big thanks to Robert Wells and the Savannah Sports Council, won the bid to host state soccer championships here in Savannah. We'll get two classifications. We don't know what classifications will be yet. It'll be Thursday and Friday, May 13th and 14th. Come out to Memorial Stadium. Be some great soccer. Be a girls game at 6, boys game at 8. We'll do it again the next night on Friday. Open everybody will come down from whatever class we have. Stay in Savannah, enjoy the weekend. And we're excited. There'll be 4 venues, and we're one of the venues, so we're super excited about that.
Check it out. I'm also going to give you a plug. Check out the PrepSportsReport.com. We announced the boys' all-area basketball team a week and a half ago. Well, we just posted today. We posted the girls' all-area basketball team. Check it out. Those girls deserve it. The ladies deserve it. So, once again, the NCAA dropped the bomb like usual, but what else can I tell you?
I'm not going to get on that soapbox on here. I got some whatever.
Well, you coach girls. I've coached girls.
Yeah.
We've always been second fiddle.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Well, anyway, until we see you on Saturday, whatever you may be doing tomorrow, hit it at the park. But hopefully it's been your greatest week ever. What do we got to do? Lawrence, where's the props?
We got hand sanitized. We got wear a mask. Get the vaccine. If you've not got your shot yet, I know some states are just fully open. Look at that. Catch it. Keep hand sanitizing.
Mask up.
Yeah, mask up. Get the vaccine, though. All right, if you get out there and get it done. Get my second dose next Wednesday. Looking forward to it.
Remember, Reed Lauder, Tim O'Neill, 2 Savannians at the Corn Ferry Club Car Championship. Check it out. God bless. We'll talk to you Saturday.
See ya.